Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Nick and I'm a great film member of Al-Anon. I'm gonna share a bit about my life and what Al-Anon has done and still does in it. In my youth, I grew up with an alcoholic father, which wasn't easy. As a teenager, I assured myself, and that's the theme of the convention, I assured myself that I had the wisdom to get them to stop drinking. Techniques that I used were hiding bottles, throwing bottles away, filling bottles with water and putting the cap back on, which, yeah, we all know, it doesn't work. Almost daily, I had endless arguments with him to get him to understand that he was suffering from alcoholism and that he was at fault in all this. Years passed by with numerous family get-togethers where my dad always ended up drunk, embarrassing us all. And numerous times he came home from work or from pubs, which all ended up in screaming and yelling. Now, one day, my mom did not know what to do anymore. What she did do, and what she did know, is she needed help. So she approached a social worker at an alcohol and drug center nearby about my father. And the lady told her about the existence of Al-Anon. Al-Anon, the familiar groups. It took her a while, but she eventually grabbed all of her courage to attend an Al-Anon meeting. And after having attended a few meetings, the members told her that for her kid, there is something called Al-Ateen. Al-Ateen, a family group for children of alcoholics. After having tried everything to stop my father from drinking, I was at a loss. I was 14, and I grabbed all my courage to attend my first meeting. My mom dropped me off. I set foot in the room, and immediately I felt a relief. A relief that I was not the only teenager who lived with an alcoholic. I felt at home and ready to listen to what the Al-Anon sponsors had to say. I did not have the wisdom to know how to get my father to stop drinking, but I was absolutely sure that they had that wisdom, that they were going to give me all the tips on how to stop my dad's alcoholism. With mixed feelings, I left the meeting. On one hand, I was glad that I wasn't the only one in this situation, but also disappointed that they did not give me any tips, yet still I attended a second meeting. At the second meeting, the sponsors introduced me to 12 steps and how the steps can help you deal with the alcoholism and yourself. 12 steps sounds easy, right? Each meeting, the sponsors talked about a step. I assured myself that after 12 meetings, I would have the wisdom again and would be done with Al-Ateen. Well, as the years passed by, I made the switch to Al-Anon. I kept attending, shared a lot, and learned the following. I learned that alcoholism is a family disease that affects the alcoholic and their environment, and I'm powerless about it. Al-Anon did not teach me why my dad was an alcoholic. It doesn't matter why he is an alcoholic, just that he suffers from alcoholism. They did explain that I'm not the reason why he drinks. That is something that I often heard as a kid. My dad blamed me for his drinking because he said, well, you're not doing well in school. And actually, I wasn't well in school. He told me, well, you don't do things the way I want them to be done, and that's why I think. But yeah, no one is the cause of someone's drinking. Not even the alcoholic is to blame because he's sick. Through the 12-step program and listening to each other, I learned that changing my attitude the only way to cope with my father. It is beyond my power to change the alcoholic. Only he can stop drinking and change when he is ready. My sponsors mentioned a higher power at the meetings and to hand my problems over to it. Of course, our higher power doesn't solve the problem, but it helps us. For me, my Al-Anon group is a higher power. Their stories and shares helped me and still help me on my way to recovery. Letting go and let God, not being a cause and being powerless about it, are the very first steps I had to take. At the time, the steps felt like they were the hardest to take, but it was going to be easy from now on. Did letting go solve the problem? That would have been too easy. The second part of our serenity prayer states that we need to change the things we can. What can I change if I'm powerless over the alcohol? The most difficult steps for me were and still are those that focus on my personal inventory. Through a personal inventory, I was made aware of my strengths and my weaknesses. But honestly, I could not have made an honest inventory without the help of my group. During the meeting, the sponsor asked everyone to write down their strengths in one column and our weaknesses in another. Ended up with loads more weaknesses than strengths. She then told us to give the sheet to the person to our right. It was then up to that person to add to the inventory of the person whose sheet they had in front of them. This process repeated until I had my own sheet back in front of me. By the time I had my own sheet back, the list of strengths had become a lot longer while the amount of weaknesses stayed the same. This made me realize that I cannot recover without the help of others. Life with an alcoholic is difficult if you do not know who you are and who you can be. If making an inventory was hard, working on it would be easier. At least that is what I thought. Yet again, I did not have the wisdom. The most difficult part of the program is finding the courage to change myself, keeping hold of that courage, and just like an alcoholic, I can have a relapse, meaning I lose my courage and revert back to trying to control and blame others. This is also why when my self-confidence drops and I lose my focus on my personal inventory. Even today, after having been in Al-Anon for 27 years, I have regular relapses, but thanks to my group and the Serenity Prayer, I'm always able to turn the focus on myself again. The last step of the program tells me to carry on the message. As I found the personal inventory the hardest, this last step seemed easy. And again, I thought I knew it all. I was so full of the program, ready to tell everyone how it helped me, how it would help them. I did service, shared at speaker meetings, shared at schools, shared to those who needed it. I was so full of it that I lost my calmness. I learned that in carrying out the message, I also have to take the other into account. I know now that I'm only able to tell others about Al-Anon or L-Team when they share that they are at a loss with the alcoholic, when they question themselves and when they ask for help. Having worked through all the steps, I learned that 12-step program can be used in every other aspect of life besides alcoholism. My father has passed away 3 years ago, and he was sober at the time, and I have to say, I'm full of respect for him that he was able to stop drinking without any help. And I'm very proud of that. The steps themselves have become a life philosophy for me. I apply it in my daily life, in dealing with other situations, with coworkers, with friends, and more importantly, with myself. Whenever I'm having a hard time, the serenity prayer comes to mind like a mantra. Saying the prayer and analyzing it calms me down. The prayer may help, but without the stories of those in my group, I cannot stay on track. I continue to attend meetings, do service, to be there for others and the newcomers. Now, that was it, but I would like to share my end my share with the following. Will I ever have the wisdom to know? I don't know. What I do know is that thanks to Al-Anon, I'm working on it. Mm.